Blog Talk Radio.
Author Lyrics, can you hear me? Author Lyrics, can you hear me?
Yes, I can hear you.
Oh, thank you. I'm so sorry about that. I wasn't sure what was actually going on. So I apologize to the listeners today. Thank you guys for tuning in. I want to introduce him briefly before we actually get the interview started. This author is new to One Karma Publishing. He actually is a poet as well, and he is now an author, and I am so glad to have him on board with us. So today I want you guys to listen to Author Lyrics. Welcome to the show today.
Thank you for having me. Thank you.
Oh, I'm so sorry for everything that's happening. That was a little struggle, but we're going to make it through this. So let's just get right into it. I want to first know, I know that titles oftentimes are meaningful to a lot of writers, so of course I'm going to ask you that as well. What does Lyrics of the Heart mean to you, and where did the title stem from?
Lyrics of the Heart, it means, you know, just listening to your heart, listening to what your heart tells you to do, and making sure you stray in that same pathway. That's what it means to me in the lyrics. The title, I should say, it came from, you know, this one day I was, you know, sitting down on my desk, and just trying to figure out a title for the book, and being that the book formed around a structure of a diary entry, I thought about giving the title "Lyrics of the Heart" because diaries are personal, and with this book. With the title, it's also personal because everything that the character goes through, she writes it down, and the truth just comes from her heart. So Lyrics of the Heart, that's where that title came from, and that's what it means to me, the meaning
of
it.
Wow, that's awesome. Okay, so where did the story actually come from? Like I mentioned in the beginning of the show, we know that you are a poet. Poetry is very different from novel writing, or, you know, writing actual stories. Where did this story actually stem from, and, you know, what is it exactly that you're actually telling your readers when you're writing this story?
The story is based on real life events. You know, when I was in high school, a female, she committed suicide, and it was a big deal, of course, in high school because teachers and students alike thought it was a school shooting. But it was just a student that just couldn't live with what life was dealing to her. And she thought the best way was to commit suicide. And this story is so profound to me because being that it's based on actual events, I had to get permission from the family members of the lead characters. I had to, you know, go to them one by one and then ask their permission, because it's based on their life. I had to ask their permission to go through with the book. And they gave me their blessings. And I was, you know,
wow.
I sat down with them, you know, just because being that it was high school, and being that it happened a very long time ago, I had to sit down with them and make and just ask them questions just to make sure I had every fact right. And yeah, and that life event inspired me to write the book. And I'm glad that I did, because, you know, it gave my perspective on what happened, and also the female's perspective on what went down on that day.
Exactly, which is very important, because this is, you know, truly, like you said, it's based off of real events. It becomes very personal. With you experiencing it, as well as you said, the, you know, the family members of the victim and the friends of the victim. Naturally, I did read the story, and it was a story that we really worked on together, and I got myself consumed in it as well. And knowing the background of it was something that made it more personable. So I was definitely honored to be a part of this journey with you and be able to share it with your readers and, you know, the people that are actually going to be interested in reading this novel. I want to know a little bit about you. You know, you can kind of explain to the listeners today where you're from and kind of speak about how you actually got into, aside from experiencing the event, what made you want to write the story, and was it specifically this story that you wanted to actually write about, or you just wanted to get into writing and this was something that you wanted to get into?
Yes, well, I was born in Brooklyn, East New York, but in 2004 I moved to Far Rockaway, Queens, and ever since then I've been living in Far Rockaway since 2004. And what made me want to write, or what inspired me, I would say I always had the skills to write, but I just never used it to my full potential until one day in high school, did a talent show. And my friend told me that I should, you know, be a part of it, because he knew about my poem, my writing skills. So I'm good. He told me if I never used my talent, you know, people won't know how good I am. But saying that, I signed in for the talent show, and the first prize winner got $300. The second prize winner got $100. I was second prize winner. I got the $100. I was a bit saddened because I couldn't really use the $300. but after the show was over, my students and the other classmates, they came up to me and they were like, "I really liked your poem, man. You know, I could relate to what you were saying. I was impressed by you. I didn't know you could, you know, get down like that." And I was moved by that, because for them to come up to me and say that they could relate to my poem and how much they liked it, it inspired me. So the people, my classmates, my family, friends, they inspire me to write the poem that I do or the story that I create.
Wow. I'm just sitting here in awe listening to you, because, you know, there are things that are discussed when you're, you know, doing publishing meetings, and then there are things that are not. So I'm learning more about you as well during this interview. And for all of the listeners, he does have a compilation of his poetry in the back of this body of work that he created, Lyrics of the Heart. So you're definitely going to get a special treat with his poetry added as well to this story. Now, let's get into who out there inspires you. What other writers actually inspire you right now? If you had an opportunity to work with someone, who would that be?
Oh, man. Tyler Perry, of course.
Tyler Perry. Okay. The most popular one. What is it about Tyler Perry that inspires you?
Tyler Perry, he came from nothing, and now he's a huge success. I was watching one of his YouTube videos, and one of his fan base, I would say, asked him a question on the internet. They said, "What makes you such a huge success?" And he replied saying, "God. God is why he's so successful." Because he also went on saying that each day he went on different states to promote his plays, and there were times when a few people would come out, other times when no one would come out. But he kept going and going. He didn't get discouraged of the attendance until one night, people, a lot came out, you know, and people told other people.
Mm-hmm.
Word of mouth is what he basically was saying. Word of mouth, you know, got his plays to such a huge success. And he also, every time that he went on to perform his plays, he would also thank God for the times he had, and he would pray. And I think that's so profound, you know, because with his talent that he has, you know, God gave it to him, and he's thankful, and he showed that by giving thanks to God and praying before he performs his plays. But not only Tyler Perry,
yeah,
the inspiration towards me, also Langston Hughes, Robert Frost,
mm-hmm,
Maya Angelou, Walt Whitman, and Allen Ginsberg. They also played a part, you know, in being inspired by me. Because when in college, I read their poems. I had to do essays on them. And while reading their poems and writing about them, I was more intrigued by their skills and their life and what they gave to us.
Mm-hmm. Yes, thank you so much. I definitely appreciate the giving homage to those that have definitely inspired many, many, many people around the world over the years. You have mentioned some great names. So let's talk about a little bit about this story. Okay, so we're aware, without going into too many details, because we don't want to give the story away, of course, who would you say was your favorite character out of the book? Was there anyone in the book that you would say, this person stood out to me because?
Yes. I would have to say Sandra.
Okay.
Sandra, she's my most favorite character, you know, because all that she went through, you know, in the end, even though she made a very bad choice, but she,
mm-hmm,
also made a good one by making a sacrifice. That's all I'm going to say. She made a sacrifice that she thought was the best decision for the person she had to sacrifice for. You know, and just going through this, when reading her diary, you know, when people read the book and they read the diary entry, they will understand what she went through and why she did what she did. And I believe they would draw more to her. That would be my, you know,
right,
my main focus for the readers to, you know, see her humanity and her trials and tribulations. And maybe,
right,
maybe
I agree.
She could have made, yes, yeah, maybe she could have made a better decision, but maybe that was the best decision she could have made in that time.
Yes, yes, I agree. Okay, so let's talk about, because there is no way I'm going to put out there that this was an easy write for you. We have to keep in mind that you are a male speaking on a female perspective. So,
oh, yeah,
share some of your experiences that you and I had went through with, as far as, you know, truly bringing up the emotion of a female speaking on a male perspective, and, you know, what, you know, kind of some of the things that you and I worked with together to really bring this story to life.
I'd have to say details. The details are in the writing. Being that I'm not really used to writing a novel or a story, more into poetry, details were the most struggle for me. As you know, but, you know, yeah. And being that I was mainly writing the book with a female cast, I had to, you know, think outside the box, and I had to give them as much attributes as needed. You know, and that was pretty hard for me, you know, because one thing, I never really focused on all female cast before, so that was difficult,
mm-hmm,
to me. So I had to really think and say to myself, you know, what should this lead female cast be? How should she look? How should she talk? What should be her mannerisms? You know, I had to really sit down and think about it before I could just write anything. So yeah, that was the most difficult for me, the details of getting the lead female cast, you know, making them come alive in the reading.
Right, exactly. You definitely want your readers to relate because you will have female readers. So I definitely agree with that. And that was definitely, I'm sure, a challenge as well as a good learning experience for you. And I definitely hope that we will be able to read other books from you. Is that in your plans for the future?
Yeah, yes, it is. I am. I'm going to start working on another. Well, it's just another story, but a short stories. I'm working on short stories soon enough. I'll be working on that soon. And with the experience I got with the details, I'm sure I'm going to be much better next time around. We'll get the details.
Good for
in the
you.
Next. Yes.
Okay, so let's go ahead and bring on, you have some callers on here. Let's see if we have a question. Give me 1 second. I have this caller, area code 954. The last four of your phone number is 6927. Did you want to say something to Author Lyrics? Hello, caller, your phone number ends in 6927. Did you want to say something to Author Lyrics?
Yes. I would like to say something.
Go ahead.
Yes, I read the book and I was really impressed on his work, and I do encourage him to keep on writing.
After Lyric, he is on here. You can talk to him.
Thank you. Appreciate it.
No problem.
Thanks.
Anything else?
Nope, that'll be all.
Okay, thank you for listening.
Nope.
Okay, we have another one. This caller, your phone number ends in 1922. Did you want to say something to Author Lyrics?
I sure did. Hi, how are you?
I'm good. How are you?
Hi, Anthony. Hi, it's Chrissy.
Hi. Yes.
So I just want to say before I actually get into my question, first and foremost, I just want to say that I'm very proud of you. I hope that this definitely inspires you and motivates you to keep going. So I just wanted to say that.
Thank you.
My question to you is, what actually inspired you to come out with this book?
What inspired me was when I was in high school. It's based on real life events. When I was in high school, a female committed suicide in the girls' bathroom. Students and teachers thought it was a school shooting. So it was, of course, they had to go through all the procedures of the lockdown. But when they realized it was just one student that took her own life, it was just the whole day and the week to come. It was just sadness. And, when a student dies in a school, it changes perceptions of everybody. People that didn't know her, they just felt sorry for her. And then of course there was rumors going around on why she did it.
Mm-hmm.
Why they thought she did it, stuff like that. It was just a whole just a sad occasion. So when I was writing this book, I had to go to the victim's family and also the friends that she knew, and I had to sit down with them and ask for their blessing to write the book. And I also had to ask them questions, because being it happened in high school, my memory was a bit fuzzy, so I had to ask them, what went down on that day and how did you feel? Where were you? So when I got all those questions, I was able to create this book. So
That's pretty cool. Just know that, again, I'm very proud of you, and any kind of way that I can help, support, and pass the word, you better believe I'm going to be here to support. So I'm very proud of you. Keep
Thank
it
you.
Up.
Thanks.
You're welcome.
Thank you so much. Okay, Author Lyrics. Okay, so I just had this vision, of course. If you are able, if they are willing, the actual individuals who are a part of this body of work that you've created, if they want to come on the air and actually do an interview we can set that up. So that's something I want you to keep in mind, that is an option. I would like to, you know, make this much bigger than it really is. I do believe that because a suicide right now is not uncommon, and it is more, it is happening more than it has ever in the past, that, you know, we can definitely make this become a movement. So if that's something that you're interested in doing, make sure to let me know that, okay?
I will, of course.
Okay, so let's go ahead and discuss where your book can be purchased.
Yes, it can be purchased on Amazon.com. Once again, Amazon.com. There's two versions of the book, the ebook version and, of course, the hard copy version. You know, you could choose either or by going on Amazon.com, typing in the title of the book, and then clicking on format. You will then decide if you want the ebook version or the soft cover version. Once again, it's Amazon.com. Type in the name. You can choose either or. But the version.
Go ahead
you
and
want.
Give the correct spelling of your pen name as well, so that they know.
Yeah, it's my pen name is Lyrics, which is L. Y R I X Lyrics L Y R I X.
Thank you so much. I'm so glad you came on today. This was something I was definitely looking forward to. Again, I apologize to the listeners for the technical difficulties in the beginning. If you fast forward the recording, if you decide to come back and listen, fast forward the recording to approximately 5 minutes and 6 seconds. The interview will start at that time. We will try to re-record this at a later date. Hopefully, we'll be able to get some of the other individuals that were actually involved in this story in an interview. I definitely would love to open up this story even much bigger. That would definitely help with promoting of the novel. I think that would be an awesome idea. So we're just hoping that will happen. I'm not promising anything. We're hoping that might happen later on in the future. Anthony, it's been such a pleasure working with you. You have truly a great spirit about you. There is definitely going to be some great things for you. So I definitely want to tell you how proud I am of you. Working with many authors as I have, I think that making this step is, you know, a huge accomplishment. So keep up the great work. You know, keep pressing forward. Don't give up on your dream. If this is something that you're wanting to continue to do, then continue to do just that, okay?
So I will, Miss Tiffany.
You guys, make sure that you purchase author Lyric's book, Lyrics of the Heart. As he mentioned, it is on Amazon in the paperback, as well as the ebook Kindle on Amazon. It is a great read. He really took his time and to make this a great body of work. So I hope that you guys have enjoyed it. And if you have read it, I'm going to speak on his behalf. Get your reviews posted on Amazon. Get your reviews posted on Amazon. Give him them 5 stars that he deserves. Thank you so much, guys, for listening. Author Lyrics, love you, dude. Good luck to you, okay?
Thank you, Sophia. Thank you so much. Appreciate you.
Bye, guys. Have a great day.
Bye.